Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This gentleman is 71 today. Bruce Grick cover of Prince. We're playing some Bruce today. We are definitely working on a couple guests for next hour. In particular, we're trying to get a guest related to the decision to charge one of the three officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor. The Kentucky Attorney General has been speaking for about 30 minutes. We certainly gave some of our opinions last hour. Whether we have a guest or not, we definitely will get back to it again in the 2 o'clock hour. Adam Carter's back with us briefly here.
Kind of timely, Sayers. Too. Just before you get to the Gayle conversation, Rolling Stone redid their 500 greatest albums of all time today.
I got it right here.
Purple Rain, number 8.
Purple. Did you see number 1?
I did.
What's going on, Marvin Gaye? What do you think?
Oh, I thought I must be looking at a different list. I got Weird Al Yankovic.
You know, we almost had him on the show at the first ever,
That's right.
The second ever state fair for our show.
Obviously, I'm not familiar with the entire album, but certainly the title track, and it's hard to argue against it.
Yeah, I have absolutely no problem at all.
And that's what these lists are. I mean, they're just, so we can debate. I think this one's better. Well, I mean,
sure.
Who's ranking 500 albums? Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the list. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? He's amazing. Beach Boys, Pet Sounds, 2. Joni Mitchell, Blue, 3. Stevie Wonder, Songs in the Key of Life, 4. We get Jen on with her Stevie controversy. Beatles, Abbey Road, 5. Nirvana, Nevermind, 6. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors, 7. You mentioned Prince, Purple Rain is 8. Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks is 9. Lauryn Hill, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is 10. Gayle Sayers dies at the age of 77. How many times, Adam and Dan, do we talk about sports? And you'll use an example of someone and say, the way he or she played, they wouldn't work. Let's give a couple examples. Like Bill Russell is the greatest team champion of all time. People will say, well, Bill Russell was 6'9", 220. How the hell would he play today? By the way, I'm all in. He would play. And if your NBA top five list doesn't include Bill Russell, leave the planet if you pay attention to the NBA. He'd play. Let's talk tennis, right? You watch the McEnroe-Borg match from Wimbledon, or you watch Martine and Chrissy, their unbelievable rivalry. And you watch tennis now, and you're like, what the hell is that? You're telling me if they're in their prime, they wouldn't still work right now? They would. But you watch Gayle Sayers, Adam, until the first knee injury in 68, and you put him in the NFL today.
Yeah.
He'd be the best running back without question today. That's how brilliant and amazing Gayle Sayers was. And I just have to say from video, I'm born in 65. So it's not like I was charting it at that point. But you watch his cutbacks. You watch his speed. You watch him leaving some of the greatest defensive players looking like you at South St. Paul. He embarrassed people. So you talk about someone who in his sport, at his, in this case his, but it could be her prime. It's kind of like Katie Ledecky, what she does in swimming right now. Gale Sayers was laughing at these people. You know, and I know Jim Brown is the greatest of all time for most of us. I'm in that group. But I'm telling, at their best, I don't think anybody was more breathtaking. I'll just use that term. Breathtaking to watch than Gale Sayers.
Look, sports, like you just mentioned it, they even when you watch on video, you can just tell the games are played at different speeds and there's different equipment. But yeah, you look at the video of Gale Sayers, and the only thing different is kind of the style of the uniform. Because if you put a modern day NFL uniform on him, it would look no different than any great running back right now.
How about his opening year, rookie year? 22 touchdowns as a rookie. 22 touchdowns. He averaged 5 yards per carry. His catches as a running back, just short of 12. How about this kickoff return? Is this okay? 31 yards. The famous 49ers game in the mud, 6 TDs. What if he's not playing at Wrigley Field? I mean, some of those highlights are at Wrigley. What if, I mean, an endless list, but if we have MCL and ACL surgery, when the inadvertent first injury happens, when I forget the defender's name right now, I saw it a bunch of places, was trying to collide with the blocker for Sayers and actually hit Gale in the knee, and he just slowly deteriorated. He lasted multiple more years. But, I mean, the injuries guys get, and then even he admits, I read a couple quotes. He said, if 10 people come up to me, Adam, significantly more know me from what compared to football?
Brian's song.
Yeah. He says it's not close. And Brian's song has to be, for me, for my list, one of the 5 greatest sports movies of all time. I think I'm going to seek it out tonight. I'm probably going to join the rest of the crew. I'm going to find it somewhere. I'm going to watch it. Because Billy Dee and James Caan are so good together. And by so many counts, it's just so true that, sure, you're going to take a little bit of liberty, but that dynamic between those two and what Brian Piccolo meant to Sayers, what Piccolo, you know, what Gale meant to Piccolo and how it's depicted. And I'm sorry, if you're not blubbering at the end of the movie, it's time to seek medical attention.
You forget it was a TV movie.
Yes. you nailed it too. Is there a sports TV movie that can touch it? Cook, can you think of a sports TV movie that has become legendary?
Happy Gilmore. No, I'm kidding. That's not even a TV movie.
Yeah.
I'm just used. Oh, that's the movies like that I'm so used to seeing on TV. They become TV movies in my head.
Right. It's hard to tell.
No, of course not.
I can't think of something.
No, that's top.
I guess. Why am I blanking? It's the greatest sports documentary outside of OJ Hoop Dreams. Okay. Hoop Dreams was a PBS special, right? I guess you could say the Jordan doc, but an actual movie. He had very successful business life after football. And then again, sad. Dementia. They announced a few years ago he had it. And he dies from Alzheimer's. We were talking, Adam, before about Joe Laurinaitis dying at 60. Folks involved in these violent contact sports, and I know they love them, and we love the opportunity to watch them. But for so many of them, Adam, the quality of their life afterwards, at some point, it's just sad.
And next decade, if not more, off your life. I mean, it seems to like it, at least. One thing, just a side note to that, I was kind of because you see so much about Brian's song, but you don't see much about Brian Piccolo.
Yeah.
But I was Googling it today, like a YouTube video, and it was one of those back when ESPN did those Sports Century pieces. So I guess it was right at the turn of the century. There's like a 7-minute piece on Brian Piccolo, and it's a lot about the movie, about how great it was. And at that time, Gale Sayers said he watched it during the screening for the Bears team, and he never watched it again because it was so powerful. Yeah. But if you look it up, they also quote Paul Horning during it, who talked about the fact that it was a realistic depiction of football players. And then he makes just this horribly derogatory comment that I can't even repeat.
Jeez.
And it was part of the thing. It was part of the 7-minute ESPN piece. I'm like, how did they not edit that out even in the 90s?
That's ridiculous. We're horribly late, but I wanted to Sayers. No, and his career. You just, Dan, did Adam just screw us up for the rest of the show?
Pretty much, yeah. We're just toast.
I aim to please.
Thank you, Adam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.